Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Russia, of course, backs President Bashar Assad's fight against the rebels, but will Russian troops now also fight ISIS? Matthew Rojansky is director of the Kennan Institute at the Wilson Center for International Scholars. He starts us off. And Matthew, what do you think is going on here? Are you surprised that, at least according to reports and officials, Russian troops are on the ground in Syria?
Well, I'm certainly not surprised that there are Russian troops in Syria, simply because there have always been Russian troops in Syria. Mm. And the official position coming from the Kremlin is that what they're doing now is consistent with international law, and it's also consistent with their longstanding position that they're going to continue to service military supply contracts, supplying the Assad government of Syria based on contracts that were concluded before the start of the Syrian conflict and therefore before sanctions. So it's a bit of a letter of the law kind of dance that they're doing. It may be technically correct, but obviously it certainly irks many in the West. And then also having a pretty significant naval facility at Tartus, the argument is that, you know, they've got to protect that facility. And with the fighting getting uncomfortably close to the Syrian coast, it's really not that surprising that they would bring in additional equipment and additional what you could call base security. That is more or less the Russian narrative.
Yeah, to protect their own forces. But so what do you think is really going on? Because there's speculation that there's fear that Assad's government really will fall, and not to the rebels who were trying to overthrow him, but to ISIS, and that Russia also might want to, given the pictures of the refugee crisis and the streaming people, this would be Russia's attempt to help by maybe correcting the crisis that's sending them there and maybe win favor with the West, especially after the spat over Ukraine. So what do you think is really happening?
Right. I think that's exactly right. I think there's even more in the picture. Without ISIS and without the refugee crisis, transforming what has been going on, has been very bloody in Syria for years and years now, into a truly global challenge and a truly global response. I mean, after all, remember, the United States is convening its own anti-ISIS coalition. There's going to be a summit on the margins of the UN General Assembly at the end of this month. The European refugee crisis has absolutely dominated headlines for the last several months. It is the big issue in Europe. It's even been described as, you know, an existential challenge for the European Union. So all of this creates an opportunity and a stage on which I think Vladimir Putin and Russian diplomacy and Russian force projection tend to excel. Mm-hmm. And that is the selective and targeted use of Russia's military assets, which are very real. We saw that displayed quite dramatically in Ukraine over the past 2 years, in order to demonstrate that Russia is a very relevant, if not the decisive player on the global crises that matter. So I think he is not only protecting Russian interests and assets and Russia's relationship with the Assad regime, that's all true, but that's a minimum. I think he is upping the ante and putting Russia in a position to potentially be a big winner diplomatically and politically in the fight against ISIS.
Matthew, just briefly, what do you think is going to happen? What a chessboard here. We could have a situation where Russia appears to be the one defeating ISIS and stemming the flow of migrants. I mean, do you think it will force, as they seem to be trying to do? Russia's foreign minister called on the world today to arm Assad's army. Do you think they will force the U.S. onto the side of Russia and Assad against ISIS?
Well, the irony here is that on the one hand, it looks like it might be a proxy war between, you know, Russia and the West, except it can't be, because at the end of the day, ISIS really is the enemy. And I think Russia probably will do some significant damage. It will help the Assad regime to do so, but it will do so in ways that continue to reject the idea of U.S. leadership. And that's really going to upset Washington. And so I expect this kind of dance to continue with basically the same dynamic. And I don't think ISIS is going away when you don't have a truly united front against it.
Yeah, fascinating. Matthew Rojansky of the Kennan Institute at the Wilson Center for International Scholars. Thank you.
Thank you.